Good morning. It is Thursday, September the 22nd, 2022. Good morning. Good morning. I want to start off this podcast with one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. This is something that I pray daily, is I want God to create in me a clean heart. I want him to transform my heart. And as a Christian, Christians know that we're not perfect. We know that we need a savior. And because we are flesh, we get tempted. I mean, sin is a thing. I mean, we sin. But as a Christian, if you sin, it makes you feel horrible. And that's what it's supposed to do. If you don't feel horrible about sinning, then you're more than likely not a real believer in Christ. There's things that I do, and I know that there's things that I do that are wrong, and I try my best not to do them. But if I do it, then I ask for forgiveness. I try not to do it again. And I mean, it's hard, you know. You know, in the Bible, it talks about the narrow road and the wide road, and the narrow road is narrow because to follow Christ, you're supposed to be on the straight and narrow. You're supposed to deny your flesh. And it's one thing that my pastor said one Sunday that always sticks with me. People want the crown, but not the cross. And that makes me go, yeah. We want the end results. We want the glory. But what about what it takes to get there? And wow, that's just something that sticks with me daily. I think about that daily. You know, what do I need to do as a Christian to follow Christ? I mean, to really follow Christ. What am I doing that's really keeping me from really living abundantly in him? So that's something that I need to look at. I need to look at that in myself before I look at that in anybody else. What is it that I need to do? So that's why I need him to search my heart, cleanse my heart, transform my heart, because I can't do it by myself. I need him to do that. It's not about me. You know, it's about him. I need him. I need to have less of me and more of him. That is how I need to live my life. That is how I want to live my life. So having God as the first person. No, God is not a person. God is the creator. God is my father. And that's who I want to please. I don't want to please the world. And I used to always want to please the world. I was always so concerned about what people thought of me, how I looked, you know. And it's not important. That's not important. What the world thinks is not important, because what the world thinks is contrary to what God thinks and what God wants for us. The world says, think about yourself. Put yourself first. Why do you think so many women who were given this beautiful thing by God to be able to create life, So now women are being told it's more important that you have a career, that you're rich and famous, than becoming a mother. That being a mother is negative. And who tells us that? The media tells us that. Hollywood tells us that. So all of those things are contrary to what God wants for us. And there are things I've had conversations with people, and I've said, if the world would have followed, just followed the Ten Commandments, how much better this world would be. But we couldn't even do that. We couldn't even just follow the Ten Commandments. And then people wonder, oh God, I don't want to go to heaven. Or if God is against this, then I don't want to be a follower of God. And it's like, well, what do you want to be a follower of? The world? The world is telling you what's good and what's right, and God is wrong? What is it that you want? Because now the world is saying there's no heaven, there's no hell. When you die, you just die. You just basically become dust. Or, I mean, I don't know. You just disappear. But how would you know that if you haven't passed away? You don't know that. Science doesn't even know that. My husband passed away in December of last year. He is a follower of Christ, so I know where he is. I want to go where he is. And I know that this world is not my home. Christians know that this world is not their home. We want to be with God in paradise. And I sometimes wonder, when you look at what's going on in the world, why would anybody think that this is the way it should be? Where being transgender is virtuous, being pro-life is negative, being pro-abortion is a great thing. Being for marriage between a man and a woman is a sin. Because that's the way the world looks at it. That's what they're saying. That's what the world is saying. I mean, you have people getting murdered for whatever. I just read a story about a carjacker who shot and killed a father and just left the kid in the car, and the kid ended up dying. I mean, what kind of evil is that? People have no regard for life. But when you're in a world that tells you that an unborn baby is not a life, you're not going to respect life. I mean, people, I don't understand. And it makes me sad that this is the way the world is. But as a Christian, I'm looking for God. I'm looking for Jesus. That's what I want. That is what I want. I want to be with him. But I also want my family members to know him. My coworkers, I want them to know him. So, all I'm saying is, seek Jesus, follow him, and have a blessed day.